I guess as we welcome in Jeff Long. Hello, sir.
Hey, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm great. You did a little bait and switch on me, though, Justin.
What was that?
Well, you didn't tell me I was going to get on with Wally and Matt. They said just Justin.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, it was
right,
a late ad.
We apologize for
that. No, surprise. No, just kidding. Matt, it's great to see you.
I was just
Wally, always good to see you. Thank you for having me. I was going to ask
a bunch of easy questions, but now these guys are here to ask some riveting stuff, some
well,
tough
don't
stuff.
Take away everything I'm going to say in the meeting.
I want to go a totally different direction.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Do you have any insight in what time the A&M game is?
Yes, 6 p.m.
Boom.
Central time.
Look at that. Breaking news.
We do not know which platform will carry the game, but it'll be ESPN 2 or ESPNU.
Well, that's good.
So it'll be one of those two.
Prime time.
Prime time, absolutely.
Prime time on the Hill.
I'm not going to ask you about his relationship to football, I guess, but I guess everybody had, we all had a scary moment this weekend with Jared Collins. Hopefully he's bouncing back okay. I mean, that was kind of a freakish moment the other day when he fell out, I guess, on the sideline there.
Jared Collins?
The defensive back, is that right? Am I doing that right?
Oh, you might have it. Yeah, I think he's fine.
Okay.
You know, it was one of those things where he just he fainted, and I'm not sure we know why, as I understand it. But.
Okay. Road trip this week. You have been to Rutgers before.
I have, when I was at the University of Pittsburgh.
There are a lot of folks who have had this circled as a travel game for them as Razorback fans. Can you give some advice, things to do? I know there's a big Razorback bar, I was told, and there's actually going to be an event there, maybe with a pep squad.
Yeah, there is. But I will tell you that this is one of the reasons that we scheduled this game is because it did get the Razorbacks into that New York City area. And we had not been there, and I think the paper reported it, but I knew it was sometime in the 40s that since we had been in that region.
Wow.
And, you know, Razorbacks, we're a national program, and this is a great opportunity for us to get up into that neck of the woods and for people to see us. And, you know, we've got a lot of fans making the trip up there, and I'm sure there are probably some of them going to tie it into New York City and all that. But I think it's a great opportunity and, again, a great chance to get our brand out there to a part of the country that doesn't necessarily get to see us live and in person.
No doubt.
So for those who like old school football, it's going to be a great weekend. They have the top runner in the country, and Arkansas obviously has two of the top six runners in the country. And it has been ground and pound and fun to watch. And we were talking earlier, Alex Collins came in with a lot of hype. Has he surpassed your expectations? It's been a great start so far.
The first thing I will say about Alex Collins is what a wonderful young man.
Yeah.
I just love being around him. He's always got a great spirit, always got a smile, always loves to be here in Fayetteville, going to school and competing. So that's the joy I get. I see the joy in him playing. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see him do well. And you know what? I have great expectations for every one of them. So nothing surprises me. I just want them to do well because I know how much it means to them and to us.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of debate on the air. We get questions about it. I see a lot of folks talking about it on Twitter about the targeting rule. And I've seen it happen multiple times now where they call the targeting rule, announce the player is ejected, then they come back and say, oh, just kidding. We're not actually going to inject him, but they still enforce the 15-yard penalty. I'm sure you've seen several instances of that as well. How do you think they're executing the rule so far?
You know, I haven't seen that many of them that I've been concerned about. I do think it's a good rule. I did catch a little bit of NFL highlights yesterday, and I was just, for whatever reason, it really shocked me. I saw some hits in the NFL yesterday that would be targeting that really were quite scary.
Brutal. Brutal.
So, you know what? Anything we can do to make the game more safe when it comes to head injuries, we got to do. I mean, you know, all you have to do is look at Matt next door to me here and know what happened to him. So, you know, that explains it.
Well, that was a personal stab there, Jim.
That was. Well, this is a guy that tried to take on his dad growing up head-to-head.
Yeah,
that was a bad move.
Football was easy. That was number two on my list.
So what do you have any suggestions for folks that are traveling this week as far as things they should do in the Piscataway area?
Well, you know, no, I don't really know Piscataway that well, to be very honest.
Odd.
I mean, you know, when you go on a football trip, it's basically into the hotel and to the game and out, so I really don't. But, you know, and you guys probably have more suggestions about New York City than I do, but it'll be fun. Fall will be in the air up there a little bit more so than here, and leaves will be starting to turn. So, you know, it'll be a great fall afternoon up there. Hopefully the rain won't get us while we're up there.
Well, hopefully not. Well, you talked about that. What about going forward? What about from a strategy standpoint? Clearly New York City was part of the thought process with Rutgers. what markets, what teams would you like to face? Is there a school that's on the radar?
Not particularly a school, but I think, you know, regions that we recruit in. And certainly, you know, seeing what Brett Bielema wants to do with his staff and recruiting, you know, anytime we can get in Texas, anytime we can get in Florida. Of course, you know, we already play in Florida with the Florida game, but that's not every year. And so we'll be looking for those states and people in our footprint that we can play. And, you know, occasionally, you know, we'll take the trip out to Michigan like we're going to do in 18, 19. Have we released that yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't remember what's been released and what has. So, you know, we'll do
whatever's
some of
on
those.
Your mind. Just
we'll
say
do
it.
Some of those. You know, scheduling such a challenge at the University of Arkansas because of all the parameters we have to fit. But, you know, where we can, we'll step out and make a game like that.
I always like to give the athletic directors a chance to talk about other sports. And I was listening to the pregame show this week, and you went on and on about the women's soccer program. So I want to give you a chance to talk about some other programs that don't get highlighted as much as football and basketball.
Well, I'm really excited about our women's program. They went 7-0. We did lose in double overtime, 2-1 against TCU. Again, another very, very good soccer program. And so we got ranked in the top 25 for the first time in our history of our program. So Colby Hale, our second-year head coach, just a joy to work with. Again, has that spirit, has that desire to help student athletes be the best they can be, both academically and athletically. So I couldn't be more thrilled with him. He was a great hire, if I do say so myself.
Well, I have to ask you too. So. You were talking about Matt getting hit in the head. I had to wonder about, you know, your state of mental health. You did just recently hire Cale Gober, who's been a longtime friend of mine, but I have to question your sanity now.
We all make mistakes, you know. You guys can just look back a year ago, last April, I probably made one. But did you say that,
no.
Justin? I can't believe
you said
that.
Off the cuff with Jeff Long. I like this new segment we're going to have.
I can't believe you said that. I'm offended by that. But no, Cale is, you know what, a great young man from El Dorado. Certainly, you know, has succeeded at a very young age. And, you know, to be the athletic director at Henderson State at a very young age, I'm excited to have him on my staff. You know, he replaces two people, Chris Wyrick and John Irk. So you can tell the work they used to do. I've replaced their work with one guy. So
well, I love Cale, but if you look as he walks away from us, you can tell that he can fill two chairs as well. So he's a talented guy.
He also serves as my bodyguard when needed. So I need a big guy.
Well, he's a former. I think he played defense in his playing days. So yeah,
a long snapper, I think.
Yeah,
got big. You know, snap and get big. When mm-hmm. you do that when you snap in the middle.
He's a trench guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of fitness, you your bike, are you still getting out on the trails?
23 miles this morning.
Okay.
That's why I'm so fired up this morning. But yeah, I did it with a good friend, Rick Massey from Central Arkansas. Here on Sunday, we went about 23 miles. So
that's
yeah,
good.
And then I rode when I was here for the Little Rock game on the two bridge.
Beautiful area.
We don't do a lot of
gorgeous.
We have a million bridges here. None of us actually take advantage of them.
Twin bridges or something.
Yeah.
Two rivers bridge.
Thank you, Wally.
Thanks, Wally.
Thanks.
Just, you can tell we're in great shape.
Now,
right
Wally's
here.
Being quiet over here. Is that by design in this segment?
You're
or is
intimidating.
He
he's waiting.
No, I don't intimidate.
He's waiting
Wally
until
Hall.
He gets you in front of the touchdown club, and he's going to ask some really hard questions.
I was going to tell you, Puglia's in Little Italy.
Puglia's.
Oh,
Puglia's.
Paisan. It's good.
Ah.
Great Italian place.
Okay, that's good.
Good, good. I like Italian.
Right off of Mulberry.
You can't get any better up there than New York City.
It's where all the NYU students go.
Okay. What's that?
All the NYU students go there.
Oh, is it?
Because you get a lot of food and it's really good and it's not very expensive.
Oh, yeah. So
New York standards.
That's good. That's good.
Look at Wally Hall.
That was fun.
It's a big help
there.
Well, so what's the message today? Can you give us a preview without spilling the whole thing?
You know, I'm not that good a speaker to be able to do
that.
See, I'm a nervous speaker from day one. So, no, you know, we've got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of positive things going on. Obviously, team's 3-0. You can't get better than that.
That's good. And, mm-hmm.
You know, got the tough part of our schedule still in front of us. But, you know, really pleased with the way Brett is building our program. Really, I can't say that enough. You know, we're not going to win every game this year, even though I certainly hope we will. But you know what? He's putting things in place that will help us prepare to be able to contend and win an SEC championship. And that's our goal, and that's his goal from day one.
I know you've been around a lot of different kinds of coaches. I would think that as Brett Bielema goes, he's got to be towards the upper echelon of guys that are fun to be around from guys you've worked with.
He is a pleasure to work with. And you know what? I think that emanates from why he's in this game. He's in this game for the young people that play it, and that's evident with him. Whether you're talking about the training schedule, academics, travel, whatever it is, it's focused on the young people in the game, and that means a great deal to me and makes it a pleasure to work with a guy. Now, that doesn't mean he's not tough and disciplined and has accountability. I mean, he has all those things, but you know he comes at this with a genuine, genuine interest in helping the young people in the program be the best they can be.
Have you ever walked out on the practice field and caught him suiting up and getting involved in any drills or anything?
No, but like... I have bumped into him a few times, and that was enough.
Yeah, that would not go well.
He's solid. Let me just say that.
No
He's
question.
Solid.
No question about it. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. We enjoy listening or looking forward to listening to you speak.
Are y'all selling a lot of those jackets now?
You know what? I get a lot of Twitter questions about it. And, yeah, we have those windbreakers on. And say, you know, that's kind of his signature, whether it was up at Wisconsin and now here. And so, yeah, people want to wear what the coach wears.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, he says he's got a red one, too. I haven't seen it. But
he does have a red one. You know, he's a superstitious guy, so he'll probably keep
that
white one rolling.
Right now.
Yeah, he'll keep that white one rolling.
Well, but you're a baseball guy. Did you have any? Because baseball guys are pretty well known for their superstitions. Did you have any when you played?
I did when I played, but you know, I not so much now that I'm out in the world. I don't have too many superstitions.
Okay. What was one of them?
Yeah,
you
what
played?
Were your superstitions?
You know, when I was a relief pitcher, I would always have to juggle three balls with one hand before going in to pitch. I don't
you
know
can?
Why. Well, I could then. I don't know whether I could.
As an AD, it's all about juggling now, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I learned well.
Good training.
We do have to juggle.
Well, we'll let you go. We appreciate you stopping by. We'll see you again soon.
Pleasure to be with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
good to see you, Matt.
It's Jeff Long. That was perfect. Good stuff. And he took a shot at Matt Harris along the way, which is awesome. I like that.
Nothing new.
You know what? People suck up to you enough. Oh, Matt, I loved
Nothing
you when you were
new.
A player. Oh, Matt,
oh,
can
I
have your autograph?
It.
Oh, Matt, you're so pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, that was just me, actually. But.
Yeah, that's just you. I've seen Hogville. It's a lie.
Seen Hogville too.
You know, I love that guy.
Are people meaner on Twitter or meaner on message boards?
Message
or is it a toss-up?
Message boards.
I have a little Twitter lesson.
You can get personal on Twitter, like you can attack that person, like at Johnny Manziel. But message boards, it gives you the freedom to hide behind that. You know,
you don't have to put your name up there at all.
Put your name. You can just say, "I'm better than you, 22." You know.
That's I'll tell you what name. I think about the Arkansas Razorbacks. They need to throw the ball more. 3-0, that's not good enough. Okay, relax.
Should be 4-0, but they've only played 3 games. Okay, that's their problem. It's 11:31. It's a little Barrett Baber into the break. The new album came out over the weekend, Battlefield Us. This is a song called Drop Dead Redhead.
And that's a weakness for a lot
of
guys.
Many of them have come after you over the years.
I played the fifth on that one. I have a girlfriend. You're going to try to get me in trouble?
Said over the years, not recently.
Thank you.
We will take a timeout. Be back at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Wally Hall, Justin Acri, Matt Harris. And Wally's got a few more dining tips for the greater New York area. I like where your head's at, though, Wally. Cheap Italian food. Ravioli, garlic bread, salad, and Chianti.
Homemade wine.
Bam.
I'm there.